Okay, so we're ret.
We're ret.
It's 2022. I gotta remember that. An anime with his arms going back.
You know what?
I think every high school and school in general has had at least one of those.
I most definitely. You know what? This is gonna sound really weird, but when she said that, y'all, I can vividly remember the guy from my high school. Y'all, if one of these days y'all gonna find out, but I went my high school. We had one, and you knew. Like, and you knew when he came running, you got to slap hell out the way, because that nigga didn't stop. I mean, he went full speed ahead with his black coat, his book bag, and his black, I mean, and you better move, because he was not about to stop. You about to get trampled, ran over, slapped down, and all of the above. It was.
Yes, like so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I feel like and it was most of the time, well, not most of the time, in my high school, it was a black guy who did that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like most black people, they associate that with being weird or awkward or, you know, outcast type person. And they don't want to associate with stuff like that. So they keep it under wraps that they watch Yu-Gi-Oh! And anime and stuff like that.
As you guys can tell, Lady D is an anime bluff. Hey, y'all, I'm going to put this out here. I'm black as hell, but she got me on this one called My Nigga Hinata. Hey, and it's called, y'all type it in, My Nigga Hinata. Hey, bruh, Hinata is my dog. Like, hey, I don't remember what the name of the show
is.
Hinata.
The volleyball show.
Hinata is my dog. Like, that, bruh, when we talk about, like, ambition, y'all need to go watch Haikyuu. Whatever it's called. Y'all need to go watch Haikyuu. I don't care if you black, white, brown, Puerto Rican, Haitian, Asian, green, purple, or green. I need y'all to go watch Haikyuu. Why? Because Hinata got more stamina, ambition, drive than anybody. I mean, that little thing is determined. Like, he gave me hope in life. Like, he will push, he will push you to the edge. But back to what we were saying. So I'm gonna play this. Hopefully it's loud enough for y'all to hear it, but I'm gonna play this. It's 8 minutes. I ain't gonna play the whole thing, but I'm gonna play a little bit of it, and we gonna talk about it, just because it goes back to the whole like the black culture and certain black stereotypes and things like that. So just listen. If it'll play.
Really dislikes women, all right, and that he hates them. So I did some research and I found a clip that I think you guys are gonna enjoy.
I mean, hold on. He is harsh on women. Are you living an interesting life? I mean, you're 34 working in a warehouse. What are you doing that's interesting?
I mean, I like to work out.
Okay.
I mean, I like to go out, you know, places and visit places and stuff.
Okay,
you know, I don't.
What are you doing? It's interesting.
See, I didn't have none of that when I was a kid, man. I didn't go to my proms or nothing like that.
And at 34 years old, that's your responsibility to address. It's nobody's concern but your own. No one cares what you did not have. That's your problems. That's it. I didn't have a father. That's my problem. Everybody got something. How tall are you?
I'm only 5'5". Just turned.
What kind of shape are you in?
I'm overweight. I'm working on it right now.
Okay. You got two struggles already. You can't be short and fat.
Yeah.
Two strikes.
That's good. I was trying to keep my straight face during the interview day. I could not. You already got two struggles. Pick one.
Two strikes.
About how much do you make a year?
$40,000.
And how old are you? Almost 40. So you're underemployed too.
Yeah.
All right, bro. So short, don't have to worry about that. But your weight and your money, with your confidence.
Oh.
Why would the female of the species want to take your genes and put them into the next generation?
Correct.
Short, I mean, you're fat, underemployed, and unambitious.
Okay, well, the reason why I'm laughing is not because I want to clown the dude.
All right, y'all. So, what was all that about? So this, just so I can give the insensitive jerk his credit, it came from, what was his name? PB.
It's Kevin Samuel.
Okay, so the insensitive jerk, it came from Kevin. No, the insensitive jerk is not what his show is called. I'm calling him an insensitive jerk, and I want to make that clear. I am calling him an insensitive jerk. Insensitive. I-N-S-E-N-S-I-T-I-V-E jerk. J-E-R-K. I want to make sure that you are, that is very clear. So his name is Kevin Samuel. He has a YouTube channel where he, you know, I'm assuming he has a channel where he does things like that all the time. Now, let me be clear. I have said many times on this show, I'm a very direct and very honest person. However, there's a very brash difference between being direct and being just flat out rude and disgusting. Here we got right here. It says, who is the YouTuber? It says, boasting over 1.6 million subscribers on YouTube, Kevin Samuels is a self-proclaimed, which means he has absolutely no credit, image consultant and lifestyle coach. Image consultant and lifestyle coach. Okay, so you don't really have a job. Okay. As per his YouTube page, Samuel's YouTube content follows similar titles, including Why Can't Modern Women Handle the Truth? And Are Modern Women Really Happy? Mind you, Kevin Samuels looks, according to the what I saw, I'm not really sure exactly how old he is, but he has a little gray around the edges that really doesn't. He's how old? He's 56. Oh, is he single? Huh? Oh, so he's divorced. Oh, so he's 56, old as hell, and divorced. So, it begs the question, is Kevin Samuels unhappy? Is Kevin Samuels taking out his frustrations and his shortcomings, wink, wink, on the fat over, in his words, the fat, underemployed, unambitious man. So he's built a substantial YouTube following, which is questionable. Hell, I want 1.6 million followers on YouTube. But anywho, he has built a substantial YouTube following, down degrading men, women, people. And to me, a person that has to build a following tearing down other people, they are miserable in themselves. Could it be that Mr. Kevin Samuels, the insensitive jerk, is miserable because he's divorced and that he is alone and nobody really wants to be with him? Oh, let's find out. But my thing is what he just said in this video. So there are ways to tell people that they are underemployed and that they are fat and overweight without being so disgustingly harsh. It's not about caring about their feelings. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you can tell somebody about themselves without trying to embarrass them. And to call somebody fat, overweight, and unambitious just to make your tiny little ego feel a little bit better is a little bit disgusting to me. Because if somebody called in and they're seeking your advice, then you are supposed to be you're a self-proclaimed, which means you have no actual credit, a self-proclaimed lifestyle coach and image coach. If these are your self-proclaimed titles, then why is it that you self-proclaim these things and you build your following on berating, belittling, and making people feel less than? Because being able to elevate someone to the next level does not involve making them feel yay big. It's not about holding their hand. It's not about satiating their wounds. It's not about, you know, putting some aloe vera on their bodies or whatever you decide to do. What it's about is you are able to position your point without sounding like you are trying to make them feel like a small person. Like, for example, if somebody was to tell me that they had a problem with that, I would honestly be like, well, that does sound like it's your problem. Like that sounds like a very that sounds like a personal problem. However, when he asked the gentleman how much he made, the gentleman said $40,000. And then he asked the gentleman how old he was, and he said he was 40. Now, nonetheless, if you are in it, the world has been for some reason positioned to make women or make men believe that women want them to have a whole bunch of money. Now, don't get me wrong, I am not going to support a man. However, I am also not going to strictly be seeking out a man that has a whole crap ton of money. I got enough money for myself. And if I can't buy it for myself, I have no reason to ask you to purchase it for me. So saying to this gentleman that you are underemployed and fat and unambitious. Well, if you're unambitious, that's completely your fault. Like that's neither here nor there. Like being unambitious, I can't make you want to. Like I just, that ain't my job. Like if you don't got no goals and you don't got no drive, you need to go fix that and pray to Jesus. That hey, call it a day. But just like straight out calling somebody, like just saying somebody is fat and you know, unambitious. And it's not that I feel like he was saying, again, my personal opinion on the insensitive jerk, that he was saying that the man was unambitious because he only makes $40,000 a year and he's 40 years old. Did you even, again, we only listened to like 2 minutes of it, but do you know his backstory? How did he get into that position? Has he always been into that position? So it's like stuff like that. You need to go. You know what? He got 1.6 million followers. So it's 1.6 million people out there that find that either funny, insulting, or interesting. I don't really know. But what y'all think? That was a whole lot of words, and I'm really really sorry.
It was, but I mean you're right, and I guess in my opinion it's more so. I find it more so that he has that large following because people nowadays, they love drama. They love stuff that causes conflict. You know, that's just like why are people watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Like, nope. Like, it's the drama that draws people in. And I think that's what he causes. When people call in and he says the very disrespectful and... No, they are disrespectful in the way he says it. And the things that he says, people are drawn to that. They get sucked in and then they're like, oh, well, that was funny or hilarious or whatever. Or right. That was rude but interesting, you know. So I'm going to keep watching. So it's just that's what society is. That's what social media is nowadays. Like nothing is real. He's probably doesn't really have a job if he's self-proclaimed. He's probably sitting at home in a room with a mic.
just like we are. But here's the thing.
Insulting people who call in.
Exactly.
And making money off of
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And nobody's going to stop him because it's all legal.
Exactly.
So, I mean, why stop a business? You know, people are out here watching me insult other people.
This is true.
Because that's what they want to see.
This is what they want to see.
I'm like, well, at least 1.6 million people want to see. So
why y'all, stop? I'm scrolling through his YouTube. As of right now, Kevin Samuels has 725 videos with 1.27 million subscribers.
So
with his raggedy behind, half Windsor knotted tie. If you gonna put on a suit, Mr. Kevin Samuel, just in case you want to know who I am, if you ever hear this, my name is Jasmine, Mr. Kevin Samuels, with your half Windsor cricket behind tie. You gonna put on this expensive suit with your half Windsor? You don't never wear a half Windsor with an expensive suit and an open tie. If you gonna half button your suit, you always put on a full Windsor. Just so you know, if you don't know how to tie one, hit me up. I will most definitely teach you how to tie one because you need one with your half raggedy Windsor, with your doggone wrinkle suit pants too small. I understand the difference. Just so you know, I understand the difference between fitted, tailored, and too small. Yours is too small. Please continue. I'm sorry.
Now every little thing this man gonna do, she's just gonna gonna be like, you can't put your toothbrush like that. It's not supposed to go that way. It's supposed to be in a cup covered. So when germs can't get on it, that's like your breath. It's gonna go all the way there.
Y'all,
like, it's gonna go
because I'm sorry. I do not think it's okay for somebody to insult somebody just to make a quick buck. It is okay to be honest with people. That is what I live my life on. You're not gonna try me today. You could try it tomorrow, but it's not gonna be today. Yeah, I live my life on being honest. Like, that's just. But there's a difference between being honest, being disrespectful, and belittling people. That's gonna do it for us today. But before we go, don't spend too much time thinking about what could have been. Spend time working for what will be. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you follow me on all of my lovely social medias. And yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to subscribe and check out my blog to stay inspired. We will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.